Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Yeah, welcome back. It is coming up to 6:53. Bulmers is the nation's favourite cider, and its sister drink, Magners, is one of the top sellers in the UK as well. But even though it sold 131 million pints last year, sales are down over the last few years amid a fall off in demand for alcohol among younger generations and accounting issues in Clonmel Brewery, which produced 750,000 hectolitres of cider every year. Siobhan Casey is brand manager with Bulmers Ireland. Good morning, Siobhan.
Morning, Joe. How's it going?
How's business?
Last week we released our most recent financial results, and you know, they were positive. They show growth in the business. I think, you know, there's been a real rebound in the business, and we've got a new leadership team, a new CEO in place, and Roger White.
This is at C&C, which owns
C&C, Bulmers. So we're really positive about the future. You know, following on from the release of those results, now we're very much focused on continuing to drive the momentum that we have in the Bulmers brand, and it's a huge year for the Bulmers brand this year. It's actually our 90th anniversary.
Wow.
So 90 years since William Magner set up the cidery in Clonmel. And it's incredible. You know, it's brilliant to have a brand with so much tradition and heritage. And if you go down to Clonmel, you know, it's incredible to see the passion that people have down there. As you say, like, you know, 750,000 hectolitres produced every year. There's people actually down in the plant, you know, that have worked on the Bulmers brand for over 40 years, some of them coming up to 50 years.
And do all the apples come from Ireland?
They do. All of the apples, yeah, come from the island of Ireland, which we're very proud of, you know, very much a proud Irish brand.
Yeah. What type of apples, out of curiosity, or is it a mix?
There's a real mix. Right. Yeah. So there's actually a mix of 17 different varieties of apples. So we often challenge people to try and name the 17 varieties.
I mean,
we get a lot of red and greens. And after that, I think it's a bit of a challenge.
But is it mostly greens?
It's a real mix. A lot of greens. Yeah. But yeah, we'll have to have you down to the site in Clonmel during cider season.
Curiosity, do you drink cider yourself?
I am a big cider drinker, and I'm not just saying that since I started working for Bulmers.
Yeah,
I've always had a love of cider.
Did you?
And actually Bulmers as well. I'm actually a Bulmers Light drinker. So Bulmers Light was a product that we launched 23 years ago in response to the trend that we were seeing around people.
And was it just less alcohol?
Not less alcohol, actually. Same level of ABV. Mm. So it's 4.5%, similar to Bulmers Original, but it's 30% lower in calories. So it was in a response, you know, people wanting to moderate their calorie consumption. Mm. As I mentioned, you know, that was launched 23 years ago, but it's still as relevant today, you know, as it was 23 years ago. And if you actually split Bulmers Light out on its own, it's actually bigger than some of the other big cider brands in the market. So, and that's, you know, something that we're continuing to do is to respond to those consumer trends.
Mm.
Brilliant to have that that brand in the portfolio.
I have to ask, what happened in the brewery that you had to restate your records for 3 years?
Yeah, so I'm sure, you know, Joe, you heard all about that. That was a matter that our business took, you know, very seriously, and we made changes accordingly. But as I mentioned, you know, you can kind of see the change in performance in the financial results that we released last week. And now we're very focused on that future with a new CEO in place, very much focused on driving the momentum forward. Mm. And lots going on Bulmers this year. As I mentioned, the 90th year, we launched our new
Alcohol Zero,
exactly. Mm. We recently launched our new Bulmers Zero campaign at the end of April.
Mm.
And again, that's in response to, you know, the consumer trends that we're seeing. As you mentioned at the, you know, upfront in the interview, it's a challenging market out there. You know, we know people are moderating.
Younger Gen Zers aren't drinking as much
alcohol. Particularly with the
Gen
Zs, exactly. Mm. They're moderating their alcohol consumption. So it's really important that we have a product there to meet those consumer needs.
Mm.
And the Bulmers Zero campaign that we launched in April, it's called Tonight Zero, Tomorrow's Hero. So it's all around, you know, even if you are moderating your alcohol consumption and you're trying to reduce that alcohol consumption, you don't have to miss out on those social occasions. You know, you can still go out and have the crack with your friends on a Saturday evening.
But which group drinks the most cider?
It's a real mix, to be honest. It's across kind of all age groups.
Is it not mostly younger people that would drink it?
Or
is it mostly a summer drink?
There is definitely, you know, that connection with cider consumption and the sunshine. So we're always hoping, you know, for a good summer. But at Bulmers, we're actually working really hard to de-seasonalise the brand to make sure, you know, the cider consumption across the whole year.
To boost sales in the winter?
Exactly.
And how do you do that?
So we've had a really strong winter campaign for the last number of years. So we've gone really strong, you know, with our above the line media and also below the line.
What's the message if you're trying to sell cider in the winter? Is it kind of a cosiness thing you're trying to portray?
Yeah, and it's more around, you know, continuing to drive our campaign, which is the It's Our Time campaign, which is all around sociability. And I mean, you know, that's relevant all year round, not just in the summertime.
Well, best of luck with it, Siobhan. And that is Siobhan Casey, brand manager with Bulmers here in Ireland. That's it for now. And for this week, I'd like to thank my colleagues, Cormac, Steve, Aisling and Helena. Don't forget, you can hear all our items on the Newstalk app. Up next, the Newstalk Breakfast Show with Jonathan and Kira. Before that, I want to hear all the latest on the roads.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.